Madam Web tickets to give away to the movies after 8:30 this morning. You were Jack and Danny on Star 106.3. But Elon Musk's brain chip company Neuralink has implanted its first wireless chip into the human brain. Big one for what they're calling brain-computer interface. What does that even mean? Rocky Scopoletti, futurologist and AI expert.
Yeah, well, it's a technology that bridges the gap between the brain and external devices. So it detects, interprets, and translates brain signals into commands that can control things like computers, robots, or even prosthetic limbs. Think of it as a direct line of communication between your thoughts and the outside world.
I suppose it's like the scientific version of having telepathy or like mind control, which would be super handy sometimes when I'm working with you, Jack. But in all seriousness, can this help people with health issues in brain function?
Business, what would the dating world become like if you can already tell what someone's thinking?
Well, look, I think we have to think about technologies that have assisted us for many years in dealing with disabilities. The cochlear implant, for example, which, you know, Australia is a world leader in, you know, bringing sound and auditory capability to someone who has a disability in that has changed lives. You know, the use of prosthetic limbs to, you know, returning soldiers or to others who have suffered this in the past is also, you know, quite a remarkable development. And so I think, you know, this technology is going to solve and bring a quality of life to those that, that suffer from disabilities today. But having said that, it comes back to the same issues that we have around artificial intelligence, which, you know, are ethical concerns. You know, who owns the data that's been recorded on these brain chips?
And in the wrong hands, it can be very, very dangerous.
Yeah, that's crazy.
Absolutely. You know, could the technology be misused for mind control or manipulation?
I want to know what it'd be like if you can do telepathy and all that sort of business. What would the dating world become like if you can already tell what someone's thinking? People out there need all the help they can get. You know what I mean, Rocky?
Yeah. Look, absolutely. It would certainly improve the way we communicate, perhaps through text, which is what we do on the dating apps these days, right?
Insane, mate. You're a genius, Professor Rocky Scopoletti, futurologist and AI expert. Love having you on, and we will do so again soon. Thanks for jumping on.
Pleasure. Thanks, guys. I thought love was-